7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy. Just remember to lock the car, Tib. Wrong button. And now start the music, go. Hello, the current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin your favorite radio game show. Is this a smart idea or not a smart idea? Starring me. My name is Tobe, and the whole point of this game is to figure out if I'm having a smart idea or a not smart idea. Oh my god, okay, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is actually Tobe. I was telling the truth. What is that smell? And here's what you need to know. The current time is 1931 UTC. I'm outside. I'm outdoors today. Is it a warm day? Well, kind of. And they said it's going to get warmer, but they also said it's going to rain in like an hour. And I'm looking up into the sky, and yeah, it's all cloudy. And it's kind of warm. It's about 8 degrees. 7 or 8 degrees. And they're talking about it might get up to 9, maybe 10 degrees. And so I decided to come out today. I decided to go outside because we needed to look for some dudes. And I thought the smartest plan would be to say, hey, we're looking for some deer today. Maybe we can find some deer. Let's look for some deer. Because we all know that the rule for Dubious Goals Committee is whatever animal you go out looking for, you are never going to find. It ain't happening. So, hey, the irony is I think I'm looking at deer tracks right now, and there's some other dude tracks on this path. Huh. They're kind of old. Let's just keep walking this way and see what happens. So, the long and the short of it is, I am out at Tranquility Park today. Out at the Heronry, or I guess we should call it the Old Heronry. I'm walking past the Heronry right now. I'm not on the up against the creek path. I'm on the return bike path. That's about 10, 20, 30, 40, 45 meters to the other side. I am betwixt the creek and the baseball fields, or softball diamonds, wherever the hell they are. And I wanted to come out here, of course, to look for deer. That's what we're looking for today. Nothing else. We just got to find some deer, because those deer are probably going to be showing up sometime soon. And basically, we're out kind of where we saw that eagle last time. And then we also saw them the time before that. We've seen eagles out here. But that's not what we're looking for. Oh no, we're looking for, what did I say? Deer. Yeah, we're looking for deer. And I'm realizing this is all probably a huge mistake. Why? Because everything is still wet. I'm not immediately seeing any snow on the ground, but it did rain a little bit yesterday. It's supposed to rain again today. It was sunny for a while. When I woke up, it was bright and sunny. Bright. And now it's very overcast. Very thick clouds overcasting me. I'm feeling very overcast right now. The path is so wet that I can't walk on it. I'm walking on the grass beside it. I can hear geese far away. I'm looking up into the trees. And I should probably tell you what I did yesterday. After dubious goals committee, I ate lunch, and it was pretty delicious. I don't even remember what I had. Maybe a pie. I think I had a chicken pie. It wasn't that great. Don't get me wrong. And then I thought, hey, what's going on outside? And I looked outside, and it looked very warm and very sunny, and it was. So I went outside. It was like 53 degrees American, which is like what? Like 12? It's 12 degrees. So I just went outside walking around. I walked down to the creek to see if there's anything happening down at the creek, and no, there was not anything happening in the creek. All right. As I'm sort of approaching the end of the reach of the baseball fields, we're coming up on that death ravine that I don't know if we're going to be able to cross because it's so muddy. Tobe, did you wear your good shoes? Yeah, I did. Of course I did. Oh, what else did I do? Oh, yeah. I had all kinds of fun last night. I did cool stuff. I was having fun. And I can kind of see the... You can kind of see the new heronry from here. Very far away, but still. How many nests? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10. And I keep hearing squawk, squawk up here. There's bird distress up here. And I'm wondering, why is there bird distress up here? Are there predators around? Okay. I've come to the dangerous crossing. Yada. Looking down into this ravine, wondering if there's some way I can go. It's all mud. It's bad. The funny thing is, it looks like it might be easier that way, but I think I'm detecting deception. So I'm going to take the more difficult path, which looks more difficult, but I suspect is actually going to be traversable, but it's very slippery. Okay. Oh, it's some pure freaking mud right here. Oh. Mistake. That bird is still freaking out over there. But I don't see any reason why he needs to be freaking out so much. All right. I've sort of crossed the little valley. The big trick now is going to be getting up the other side. How did we do this last time? Ooh, we crawled up on our knees, didn't we? Yep, but I'm not doing that this time. Nope. Do-do-do-do. All right, we're on the other side. Okay, so I'm looking around. I can hear that bird just yap, yap, yapping. What is he so uptight about? Who's lurking around here, I wonder? Is anybody lurking? Who is lurking? I'm apparently the only lurker lurking about. Let us continue. Alright. The creek takes a bend and kind of... Okay, wait. There's a big bird over there. A big giant bird of some kind. Can't tell what it is. Flying. And I don't know. I think he was hanging out on one of the power line towers. And it looked like the underside of his wings were a little bit lighter color. I'm kind of thinking that that was red-tailed hawk. But now we've come to that funny little place that is the land of the marmots. And also the ducks are getting into the creek here. So yeah, here's some, big bird down there. There's another big honker down there. What the hell was that? Flying upstream. He was a beast, not an eagle. I have a feeling it was another red tail. But he was big, and I was sort of looking down on him because he was down in the creek valley. Oh, we got cool birds out here today. If you like red-tailed hawks, which of course I do, I'm sort of looking towards the heronry, but at this angle, I'm looking straight into the tree line, and so it's like, no, not seeing anything. And that's cool. I was hoping to maybe see some ducks down here or something, but no. But there's a very distinct and well-used animal trail that comes up out of here. I'm standing on it. Goes over there. I can see animal trails down in the creek. Wow. Cool, cool, cool. All right. So what else is happening? Let's keep going. I'm going to switch hands because my hand is starting to get cold. There's a slight breeze. It's not too bad. If the sun came out, it would be a very, very lovely day. But the sun probably isn't coming out. I don't think so. Hey, is there another person out here? I think I see a person way, way down there. Many hundreds of meters away. All right. Hey, what was that? There's a weird bird sound. Tick-a-crunk. I'm looking for a bird making a weird bird sound, but I do not see him. He's in that tree somewhere, though. He seems very nice. Making a crazy noise. All right. I can see a person way out there walking their dog. And you know what? I'm starting to wonder if that's Betty. Because that dog kind of... No, that dog is all white. I don't think that's Betty. Betty is my parents' neighbor. And we run into her all the time during Dubious Goals Committee. Because she's always either here or... in another part of tranquility or at Heronhaven. And now the wind is blowing. I'm looking up into trees. I'm looking for any kind of dudes we can find. I'm not finding much of anything at this time. I wonder if we should go that way. Would it do us any good to go over there? Probably not. All right. Well, I think... Yeah, right up here. Right? Yeah. It was right up here where we saw that eagle. Yeah, he was on that branch right there. I recognize it. So I'm by the trees where we sees the eagles. They are not around. We have no eagles today. That's cool. I don't see any other dudes either. Yada, yada, yada. All right. It doesn't do us any good to keep going. Not today, not in this weather. But that zone up there is going to get a lot of play here in the future. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go off path here. And I'm just going to kind of walk across this field. And when I say field, I'm in a power corridor. I'm in that zone along the creek where the big power lines run. We've got the big, big, big towers, and we got the slightly smaller posts. There's a lot of juice flowing through here. And I just want to, I want to see this. I just want to walk through here because normally this area is now just weeds. Or it's just tall grass or something. I don't even remember what it is. And we are close to a creek. So I was kind of wondering if there was any marmot dens or anything hiding around in here. And there's some oddball spots where there's like bare dirt every once in a while. I wonder if that's where deer have been pawing around. This is a big deer zone. You know, it's a big wide open swath of land. And in warmer weather, you know, there's grass and stuff and weeds, and you will see deer around in here. But I'm also kind of walking around this little low spot that has little trees and shrubbery. And sumac. I kind of want to look in here to find any hiding dudes. So we're kind of walking around it. That's what's happening. Because this would be a good place for turkeys to hide. This is the type of place where turkeys would like to gather. And they are close to water. This is a lot of good cover for turkeys. Well, this part right here sort of isn't, but yeah. I wonder what kind of grass this is that I'm walking on. This is, I should recognize this. I think it's grama. It's hard to tell because, well, it's all chopped up. And it's wintertime and it's vaguely dead. So, oh. Are these guys after me? I see cops. Uh-oh, here we go. No? Yeah, okay, well. Apparently these guys are not after me. There are some cops down on Military Avenue. Alright, I'm kind of walking around the edge of this low spot. I can see... Is there some water in there? Oh, here's a big path coming out of there, yeah. Yeah. Little animals like to hide and play in there. And I wonder what kind of animals they get. Probably little buns. Maybe. Probably turkeys. Man, this is just the turkeyest turkey zone. I'm gonna come out here. You know, come out here another month. And we're gonna be seeing a lot of turkeys. And what the hell is this up here? What is this little burst of land over here? How does this work? What is this? I can see houses. That means somehow people... Is there access to the park from over here? What? Am I going to have to find this? Ooh, almost tripped over some kind of stump. Am I going to have to get in my car and find out how to get over here? I've looped around and now I'm kind of behind the softball fields. And I'm approaching the bike path, I think. Yes. Yes, I am. You know, if I had a bicycle, I'd come out here and ride on this. It's just to see where this trail goes, but... Well, dang, all this is all just mud. And do I want to go back the way I came, or do I want to... try risking to see if this goes around somehow? Almost tripped again on these little stumps. What do I want to do? What is in the ground that I keep trying to trip over? It's like little juniper bush roots or something. Huh. Okay, yeah. Do I want to go that way? No, I don't know if I can... Get back to where I once belonged. Get back, Jojo. Alright, so I'm just going to kind of go back the way I was heading. And there's a little Is there a little tiny creek behind the fields here? Yeah, I don't want to traverse this mud pit of a trail to go over there and look. There must be. I think there's another little feeder creek that probably drains that neighborhood back there. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go back that way. We can check this out someday when it's a little bit warmer, meaning a little bit drier. But yeah, there appears to be, I'm trying to figure this out. Well, I don't know if I would call this a creek. Oh, animal trail. How convenient. Let's take it. Walking right up the bunny trail. Yeah, no, this is not a creek so much as just another low sort of dip, and then it becomes a kind of a creek. Yeah, I am 10, 15 meters from the back of the softball field fence. And then this kind of becomes a little creek. And then this little creek is what forms this dreadful ravine that we have to cross up here, that we've already crossed once, but we have to cross again on the way back. And then it flows into the big patio. Oh, and here comes my little doggy buddy. Oh, hi. We have a friend. Hi. Hi. Why are we barking here? Yeah. Oh, who's a good dog? Well, I have a new doggy friend we met out on the trail today. Are we walking around? Oh, yes, having a good walk. Hi. Yeah, hi. Oh, that's...
I had her off leash.
As you should. This is not a problem for me. I do love animals. And we're having a good time, right? Yeah, we're walking around today. It's so fun. Yes, hello. It's nice to meet you, too. Oh, she's going to be fun to wash after all this mud today. Have fun. So this is a great place to... let dogs out on the leash. Just let them run. Because it's, this corridor is big. It's massive. It's just land. It's just land. Oh, here's a weird sign. What does this sign say? There is a sign here that is near some kind of piece of round tubular concrete. The sign says, Nebraska Green Space Stewardship Project, 2003. The landscape before you was developed something assistance from the Nebraska Green Space Stewardship Initiative. Planning is based on sustainable plants being against statewide arboretum, Nebraska Environmental Trust. Okay, so yeah. We got a wetlands back here. We have a green space. And we got this low area becomes flooded, doesn't it? Yeah, there's pipes and stuff in here. So neat. Okay. Yep, we're in the Papio Valley. It's nothing but green space. It's green space and running around and having fun. Well, I kind of like that dog. That dog was cool. It was, what the hell kind of dog is that? You know, like a labby sort of thing. Probably mixed breed, but a lot of lab and nice white fur. Well, white on top, because she's running through the mud. She's kicking up, you know, mud under the undercarriage, and so the dog's a little bit muddy on the underside. So it's going to be dog bath day here pretty soon. Dog bath. It's dog bath day. Everybody likes doggies. Doggies, what's got to get a nice bath and get clean? Ooh, here's some interesting logs. What does this log have? I bet this log has some interesting mushrooms. mycelium running in it. Gotta remember that this stuff is back here. This is gonna be a good zone for, yeah. I'm thinking, well, flammies, obviously, and, raptor pellets. Ooh, raptor pellets. What, lost my mind for a second. What are those, fluted helvellas? This is helvella. This is not quite, you know, not quite the whole, Morel's, although, well, I was going to say, this is not Morel area, but on the other hand, you know, maybe. All right. I kind of want to go over here and check this out. What's happening over here by the high power line tower? Oh, look at this cool pylon. How do they cast these at an angle? I don't understand. How do they cast these concrete pylons? Huh? Hell if I know. All right. Now we got to think about, yeah, crossing this damn death path again. I mean, the ravine, this terrible. I'm looking down this other path. Would it be worth it to try to go this way? I mean, should I even try? Should I make the attempt? I don't know. What is the best option here, kids? We need to figure it out. I'm gonna edge up here a little bit. Well, is this the way to go? This might be the way to go. I'm taking the low road. Oh, this, why is it getting softer as I walk? Smart idea? Dumb idea. Smart idea? Dumb idea. It's too late now. We're crossing over. We're going down this side. Okay. And now it's going to get soft and super. Oh, how the hell are we going to get up the other side? All right. I think I see a way around. Okay. Now this is where it gets super dangerous. Because it's very slippery, and if I go off the side, we're done. Do not fall into the ravine, Tobe. Shoes sticking. Okay, now we're going to grab on some trees. We're getting off the path. We're just going to go overland here. Ooh, look at that. There's a tree with a bunch of huge conchs on it. Cool. Conky. Okay, you know what, we're not getting back on the path because now it dips down there and now we got to do the whole damn thing over again. I'm taking this little animal trail over here to the back of the baseball fields. I hear geese, but I can't see them. Okay, I'm in the now in the little demilitarized zone between the baseball field. Holy crap. Running out of time. I'm safe. I'm heading back to my car. You've been listening to the Dubious What the Hell's Going On Committee. Nobody knows at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tubb. Tune in tomorrow. Mud. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.